The debate got off to an awkward start when former Governor Charlie Crist took to the stage and Governor Rick Scott did not. Elliot Rodriguez, CBS 4 anchor and debate host, tried to explain the situation.
The rules of the debate that I was shown by the Scott campaign say that there should be no fan. Somehow there is a fan there, and for that reason, ladies and gentlemen, I am being told that Governor Scott will not join us for this debate.
Scott's refusal to come to the stage was due to the presence of an electric fan for Crist. Crist is known for having a fan with him during public appearances. Later in the debate, when asked about the issue, Scott responded this way.
Well, I waited until we figured out if he was going to show up. He said he was going to come to the debate. So why come out until he's ready?
What's now being called fangate on social media dictated the rest of the tone for the evening as Scott and Crist clashed over their records on education, the environment, and the economy. Scott, who has made job creation a priority since taking office, bashed Crist's handling of the recession.
He raised regulation. If you think about building a business, I want to build those businesses to be in Florida. Lower taxes, less regulation, streamline the permitting process. That's why we lost 832,000 jobs while Charlie was governor.
Governor Crist?
The people of Florida know that I didn't cause the global economic meltdown.
The hour-long debate and loss of 7 minutes at the start of the event due to the fan conflict left little time to delve deeper into the issues, and both candidates stuck largely to their scripts and talking points. But a few issues did stand out. When asked about whether the state's same-sex marriage ban is discriminatory, Scott answered this way.
We need to understand people have different views. We shouldn't have ill will because people have different views. But we have to remember all this was started with Charlie as governor.
Governor Scott, I'm not sure I got an answer to the question.
Sure.
I'm not sure I got an answer to the question. Do you believe the ban is discriminatory?
I don't believe in discrimination, but I can tell you, I don't believe in discrimination.
Meanwhile, Charlie Crist got hung up on an answer to a question on whether the state should have a role in directing family life and teaching people to be better parents.
And so I think we have to do, as I said at the outset, reinvest in education because of the dramatic cuts that Rick Scott has brought about. Those are the facts. They're stubborn things, but we need to move forward.
Governor Crist, that's investing in the schools. The question was about, does the state have a responsibility with family life, teaching people how to be better parents, preparing kids to go to school so that they can perform?
Well, I think the best way to do that is to try to lead by example.
Absent from the debate was Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Adrian Wiley. Wiley tried unsuccessfully to get into the debate, but a judge ruled he failed to meet the 15% support threshold in a poll, which was mandated by debate organizers. The final debate between the candidates is set for October 21st. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.